This series is about female farmers in Ghana and in Denmark. It is about women who show that small-scale farming and sustainable agriculture is the only way forward. Women who, by their actions, fight the oppressions of capitalism, patriarchy, and neocolonialism. Women who say no to conventional farming, no to industrial fertilizers, no to pesticides. Women who find solutions to heal the soil, to lower their impact on climate change, and to protect nature. Women who reclaim the soil.
Yo, me didi, ekuyasewa, me frituye badam heya, me kwenye.
This is Kwaziwa. She's a farmer.
Nsukuya ya ninyamia dauro makakra kakra kakra.
She has a tomato farm, very big one every year. Yam, big one. And then maize, that is what she earns living from.
Kwaziwa isn't like any female farmer from Ghana. She has received several awards for being the best woman farmer. And her secret lies in her sustainable farming methods.
We are using neem leaves diluted with water and then ashes on the tomato. In a week somewhere you come, you see all over with ashes for fighting pests. So we don't use the chemical way. We are using the traditional way to protect the environment.
And because her land is big enough, she can do crop rotation.
It gives the strength of the land to maintain in the nutrient to maintain the soil. And then when you come back after 4 or 5 years, you come and farm on it, you get better yield than always farming on it.
The other female farmers we met in the Buri are the Ntothroso community. We're not as lucky as Kwaziwa, who is a landowner. In fact, all the other women we met were direct victims of neocolonialism and land grabbing. The women were more affected than men by land grabbing. First, because they have more difficulties to getting hired as workers at other people's fields than men, as they are less physically strong. And second, because they are the ones who have to take care of the children. So they try to survive by buying and reselling vegetables at the market. Some of them find land to rent and farm on, but they are often far away and they have to walk kilometers to get there. Or in the worst cases, they go to Accra, the capital city of Ghana, become prostitutes and get HIV. This is even more outrageous, knowing that the women from the Buri community were completely excluded from the negotiations that happened between the Buri Power Authority, BPA, and the locals.
The problem is, we have decided that we as women, we shouldn't be like a woman, a man is talking, you should also talk.
This is Gladys Adusa. She's a farmer too. But she's mainly working with women in Ghana and West Africa with the NGO Ekasa. Her goal is to promote sustainable agriculture and small-scale farming to women. And this starts with empowering women to speak for themselves and to reclaim their land.
It's far behind time for us to wake up and then talk for ourselves and fight for our rights and know that nobody will fight for us except we, the women.
In Denmark, farming remains a male-dominated profession in which profit is king, as explains Lone Lendman from Brøndby Gård, south of Aarhus.
Years ago, you had to be physically strong to be in farming, because it was actually physically demanding. Therefore, it became a male industry. But as it developed into industrial farming, it kept on being a male occupation. You know, when you enter a lunchroom on a farm, it's like in a machine workshop. You will have a calendar where combine harvesters cross over huge fields in a V formation, or the newest big tractor from the month of March. That fascination with big machines, that is substantial to the industry. And that has influenced the structural development too. That it's all about having more land than your neighbor and comparing how many pigs you have or how many dairy cows. And that cultural pattern is hard to break. It's not prestigious to own a small farm, and it's not prestigious to not make a lot of money. So it's mentally a difficult transition.
Det er simpelthen ikke fint at have et lille landbrug, og det er ikke fint ikke at tjene mange penge. Så det er en meget, meget svær omstilling mentalt.
Yet small-scale farming appears like a much-needed alternative to a capitalist and patriarchal economic vision which has devastated the environment in Denmark too, especially in the regions that produce pork meat. Sustainable farming is now taught in some of the agriculture schools in Denmark, and this education seems to attract women especially. Louise Hansen, who chose to become a farmer and joined her partner Anna's Hellegård's farm 3 years ago, explains what could be the reason for this tendency.
Måske har det noget at gøre med, at landbrugsformen på en eller anden måde appellerer mere, fordi...
Perhaps it's got to do with the fact that this style of farming appeals more to women. I can only speak for myself, but as a woman I feel like there's space for nature and animal welfare. I'm not fond of these huge barren areas with huge sprayers and zero biodiversity. I do not like to enter a completely sterile pig stable with no space for the animals to move. I want the animals to get outside and act out their natural instincts. So this type of farming clearly speaks more to my sentiment. That might be influential.
Kan det have en indflydelse?
This podcast is made by Lydpol for the environmental organization NOAH and Frie Bønder Levende Land, La Via Campesina, Denmark. It is funded by the European Union. NOAH and Frie Bønder Levende Land are alone responsible for the content.